Blog Talk Radio.
Radio coming at you live and kicking Wednesday afternoon, 1 o'clock. You'll always find us here. And with us, for anybody in our age group, and I think, Elite, that most of the people listening are within our age group, that was Ed Ames, 1967, My Cup Runneth Over. That was
I wonder
Ames.
If anybody really knows that song.
That, you know,
I've never heard that song before.
You just, I don't know why. It was, I mean, everybody had AM radio. It was like, it was number eight for 2 months.
I remember taping songs off of the radio.
I'm just saying, it was number two. It was number eight for 2 months on the pop charts. So I don't know how you always...
1967.
Yes.
I was 4 years old.
So I was five. How come I remember this? But you got to understand something. They play these songs over again. It's not like...
Never heard of it.
Ed Ames, may your soul rest in peace. I'm glad he's not alive to hear disparaging remarks that you made about that show. Welcome, people.
Oh,
welcome to our little show. Interesting show today, and you know it's going to be a fun show.
I think so.
First cast of characters.
Yes.
To my left, and always sitting right in the center of my heart.
I'm prepared.
The lovely Elite Ziegelman.
Thank you,
my darling, for joining me. Lori Towers is me. And we have, that's sweet. That was sweet. You play the magic.
I'm sweet. I'm
you,
nice.
You
and
pick
sweet.
Your moments, and sometimes you show up. Let me tell you something, sweetheart. Do you know, if you're not doing anything tomorrow night, listen up, ladies.
Yes, tell them.
I'm going to tell you the place to be tomorrow night. Rigby and Pella. 1050 1/3 Avenue between 62nd and 63rd Street. They're listening to us now. Hello, people. Thank you for listening to the show. This is going to be a great show. But this is a place to be tomorrow night because there is going to be a, listen carefully, bra crawl.
B-R-A crawl.
Clever.
Clever.
Everybody who is drinking right now and thinking it's 5 o'clock someplace is thinking bar crawl, but nay. It is bra crawl, and this is a really, really cool event that is being hosted by our guest who's coming on today.
What time does it start?
Sandra Smith. I believe it starts at 6 o'clock. I think it's from 6 o'clock tomorrow.
Very
but I'm
cool.
She'll be telling us a little bit more about it when she comes on. But it's such a really cool concept because, and I'm going to speak on it before she speaks on it, and you know, don't disregard everything I'm going to say because she's really got the facts. But getting when you're a larger size woman, Elite Ziegelman, which you, I'm just saying, when you are, I just wanted your attention. When you are, it's really hard, and for a lot of women, I just shouldn't just be specific, to get the proper bra.
I know.
And you want to know something? And since I heard of this event, and I knew our guest was coming on, I was talking to a lot of different women, and I asked. If anybody actually, and there was like one lady who said her mother was just so happy. It was like an event. She took her daughter shopping. They went to a lingerie shop. I don't know.
Right.
She's our age, so it probably was fairly slim pickings. And they made a day of it. And they went out, and they had a nice little lunch together. And I thought that was really beautiful. But and
do you know anybody that does that?
It was only her out of maybe 20 people that I spoke to. And all of this was for her daughter's bra thing.
Yeah.
And clearly it was something ceremonial. Clearly it was something that, you know, she wanted to do the right way. But, you know, and my mother, may her soul rest in peace. Nancy did a wonderful job, but I didn't need a bra for some time. And when I did, you know, she just threw it in my way, and you just do the best. There wasn't anything And I'm not saying that to be facetious or mean about that, but a lot of women treat it that way. It's not met with the care.
I know, I didn't have that either.
And you know, it really doesn't make
I can't even tell you the one when my mother gave me the bra.
Yeah.
I don't even remember.
But, you know, and the, but the truth is, the complexity comes with when you become when you're either a very big size or very small
right.
size. In between, it's, and this is what we're going to be talking about today.
Well, small is easy.
Small is easy. Now, think about this. The only label that made bras for full figured gowns was Jane Russell, and that was a Playtex 18-hour bra.
Right.
With the underwire.
Right.
So now think that was...
Well, most bras have underwire.
No, but now, but the thing is, the diversity that's at our fingertips now is amazing because that was really the only game in town.
Yes.
You know?
And like you were talking before, mm-hmm. it came with like a girdle.
Yes.
Right?
And that was...
It was a bra and girdle.
Because
they were full-size, you know, then. Full-size
exactly,
women.
That's... And you know...
And you had to accentuate the breasts, so you held down the stomach.
Well, anybody who saw... our sizzle reel that we did this week. I you know, I wanted to think about how I wanted to frame the show, and it's you want to take it seriously, but it's also fun. It's something that you know. I wanted to make it a little bit more tongue in cheek, and I put the sweater girls of the 50s with those bullet bras.
Oh yeah.
Holy
yeah.
moly! And I had Marilyn Monroe. I don't think I got Jane Mansfield. I don't think I got had the picture available. Who else was there? I think Lana Turner was there. And you could just see. I mean, you could get an eye knocked out with one of those. It was just, I mean, and this
but is
it,
was it just a phase or like a fashion statement then?
Well, you know.
Because we went through different phases with bras. And now we get the, you know, the uplifting ones.
Right.
Don't
forget.
Sports bras.
That is always a feature that was heavily accentuated. You know, with painters or with anybody, you know, that was the ideal. And that's why a lot of women, you know, obviously, if they were more on the flat-chested side, they never really felt good about them. So they, you know, they,
right.
in the 50s, they would stuff their bras with tissues.
Tissues.
That is always the ideal that you want to aim for, and I don't think it's fair. But so that's the trend of models was those, and it, great those 50 pin-up sweater girls
yeah.
looked great, but it was those bullet bras, and you know that's what. That's what was represented, and that
right.
was the appeal. So, and here we are. But it's going to be a very, very, very interesting event tomorrow night, and I think it's just really clever. And it's, and you know, I was doing a little research on this company. Rigby and Pella is pretty much a British-based.
Mm-hmm.
It's European, and they have a couple of locations here. There's, I think, one on Fifth Avenue. I don't want to misspeak. One on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan. But this one is the one that's closer to me. It's on Third Avenue between 62nd and 63rd Street. But since she's in the wings, I think we would love to have the lovely Sandra Smith coming on and tell us all about tomorrow night. Bring her on.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hello, darling. Welcome
Sandra.
To the show.
Hi, I'm so excited. Thanks for having me.
And, you know, a little added pressure, I had contacted Rigby and Pella and said, hey, I sent them the sizzle reel, I sent them the link. I said, you know, we're going to be talking a little about the event tomorrow night and your show and your store, so give us some love. And they're listening now, so hello to them.
Oh, great. Hi, Lisa and the whole crew at Rigby and Pella. They're great. They're the best fitters, and they're just really the most supportive women, no pun intended.
oh, see, this is why I wanted to handle this show lightly, because there'd be so many puns going back and forth that it's, you know, but we're going to stay abreast of the topic, and we're going to go
uh-huh.
right into...
Oh, here we go. You started her
here
up.
Here we
go. The most, and I'm going to tell you, this was just such a clever event, and what made you come up with this idea? Because anytime I was telling people about bra crawl, they were immediately thinking bra crawl. And I just thought
yeah.
it was such a clever play on words.
Well, don't forget that even we'll still have some cocktails, ladies, because you still need cocktails while you're trying on bras. So
even especially.
And yes, definitely. And thanks to Rigby and Peller, they know their customers, so they have to keep us happy while they're getting fitted. But really, I have to give a shout out to Eugenia Hartgrove at the Age of Grace.
Absolutely.
Because I met her through a bloggers group, and she is magnifique. She's going to be here tomorrow night as well. And she has a great blog just about, you know, owning who you are, dressing the way you want at any age. Mm-hmm. And it's really this group of women that really spearheaded this whole bra crawl, because let's face it, ladies, we're all wearing the wrong bra.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really the reality. I think the market hasn't caught up with us with respect to our bodies change on the bottom. You know, our booties change all the time, but so do our breasts.
Yeah.
You know, we have a certain body type that, especially hourglass ladies, we really do gain and lose weight on our breasts. It's, you know, it's, I can speak for myself, you know, I myself, I'm 52, I'm proud to be 52.
That's a girl.
And,
that's
right. And I've been through every size imaginable, through pregnancies, weight gain, puberty. I mean, really, it's my story. And when I came up with my own line, Boostwear, I knew that there were so many women that were struggling with that part of their body that no one was paying attention to.
Right. You know, and that's an absolute fact, because I was even saying to Elite, you know, of course, you know, anytime there's a theme that I find interesting in the show, you try to get other people's feedback. And if I spoke to 20 women about when they you know, their mother told them that it was time to go shopping, for a bra, only one of them actually had someone, and I'm not saying better or worse, someone really make an event out of it, made a day out of it. I mean, actually was measured. I find that it, more people in our age group that I ask, there's so few that actually had anything but, I think that'll fit you, and that's what you get.
Right. But that is actually, your undergarment is more important than your T-shirt or whatever you're wearing over it, because that's going to make everything look better.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think what people don't, what women don't understand is that they're going to change every year. And that's just a fact. You know, we have to get fitted every year. I myself get new bras every year. They stretch out. And just as, especially postmenopausal, perimenopausal women, we're going to get wider in that area. And everything and when that changes, then none of our clothes fit, and then we're just so, you know, frustrated.
Yeah.
And that's what I feel, that really everybody is just, they just need to come to terms with it, just embrace it. It's like, you'll go, get yourself fitted, don't look at the letter, don't look at the number, the bandwidth, it doesn't matter. You know, we're still stuck after, you know, you would think, after all this time, ladies, what we're, you know, we would think we would do away with the numbers and letters and all the taboo, but we're still stuck on that.
Yeah.
You know?
And always will be, yeah.
And, you know, if you ask people, and I'll ask you, ladies, what do you think the average bra size today is? This is without enhancement, just the average bra size.
36C. I was going to say 30. Well, 34C is the ideal, but I was going to say 36Z.
Z?
With like, yeah,
D,
well,
D,
you're close.
D.
It's D, like David. Yeah. It's actually a 34DD. And
is
it
that
was a 30.
Right?
That's what it is. Yes. And people are just, every time I say that, they look at me, no, that's impossible. I say, yes, it is possible. It used to be a 34B over 30 years ago.
Right.
And that's not what I was 30 years ago. So no one looked like me. I went from an A to a double D when I was 14.
Wow.
So that was like a big deal for me. And like
you
said, just going bra shopping, it's very, very traumatic, especially at that age when you don't find anything. But today it is a 34DD, and that's thanks to whether it's our toxins, our hormones, or just plain evolution, or just plain, we're all bigger all over. I mean, that's the reality.
Yeah.
And you know, we're not going to fit into Victoria's Secret bras. It's not going to happen. And I think that's another thing. We all just try, we want to be like everybody else.
Right.
But when you're that size, you really have to go to a specialty store.
And, you know, you made a very good point, because clothes fit very, very differently. And even if you just don't go into, like, you know, specialty bras, you could see if somebody is wearing an old bra that's been around for, like, a couple of years and just poorly kept, they are going to stand different. They are going to look different. You know, and look, honestly, if you look in the mirror, you don't like what you see, you're not going to stand upright. So I think that a lot of women, when they hear about investing in bras, they always say, well, you know, the really good bras are very expensive. But what about good shoes? I mean, you would invest in good shoes because it supports your posture, it supports your joints.
Well, they don't buy good shoes either.
Well, then you can't even argue with them. But
so
you,
bad shoes and a bad bra, bad combo.
Well, that's yeah, the thing about trouble your day goes through. So, but I mean, when you think about it, if you invest in something of quality, my mother always said this, you have it a long time and
right.
it always serves you well.
Right.
No,
better.
Absolutely, and you hit the nail, Lori. It's exactly that. I think we're just so accustomed to buying cheaper brands, and
yeah.
we want so many. It's just the overall American consumption, right?
Yeah.
We want 10 of everything. We just want as many as possible. So I dare everyone right now, all your listeners, to go
yeah.
into their closet and open their drawers and see how many bras actually fit them. If they compare, if they have 10 bras that don't fit them well versus one or two bras that do fit them well, if they add that and amortize that over the year of what they've spent more money on the bad bras.
Right, right.
You know,
you can only
just,
invest
yeah.
that money and buy one.
Exactly.
And, you know,
buy even just two really nice mm-hmm. ones, you know, that there's so many, and there's so many clever bras out there, which is really why I wanted to go to Rigby Impeller, which is really where I shop, because they really have, they have all different styles, and you can have one bra that could be a racer back, that could be
mm-hmm.
a strapless, that can
nice.
That can address a lot of different outfits.
Yeah.
I love those bras.
Well, but you know, when you think about this, I mean, and I think people don't think of this as one and the same. When, you know, because again, it's I guess it's afterthought. You know, your undergarments are usually thought of after everything else. If you're putting on a pair of jeans suddenly in a couple of months from now and they don't fit you, the likelihood of your bra fitting you the same way is
it's different.
Yeah. So and people really right. should, I mean, when you're gaining weight, you're gaining weight every place. You know, rings too
exactly.
don't fit the same way.
No, definitely. And, I mean, personally, my quest, especially, you know, I started over with this new line called Boostwear. It's really sleepwear, and it's a whole range. It's not supposed to be a bra at all. But organically, I became, I don't know, the bra whisperer. Everybody was just starting to ask me questions about bras and where to get them. And I got the same question over and over. It's like, why are they so expensive? Ladies. They're expensive because it takes a long time and like almost, you know, engineering to make a really good bra to hold you up. I mean, think about the weight that you have in front of you and what that takes to hold up the material, the stitching, and a lot of side panels and secret panels to keep you up. It's not so easy. And I think, again, the frustration is they want to go to Target and they want to wear the same bra
mm-hmm.
that someone who's a 34B.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I have, you know, I'm sorry to disappoint everyone, but that's
yeah.
not going to happen. And unless you're willing to spend good money on something, like you said, you know, we're all, I think it's we just have this stigma, you know, we just go to the store and we want everything that's cute, but, you know, that's, I mean, I would love to fit into a size zero, but that's not going to happen, you know. So all my life I've been fuller on top and smaller on the bottom, and that's a whole other, you know, kind of physique or that hasn't been addressed also, because in general the market thinks that all women who are fuller on top are just fuller everywhere.
Yeah.
And that's not the case at all.
No. And, you know, you would know, I'm sure you've done the research on past, you know, the structure of the industry itself. And Lee and I were talking about the only game that was in town in the 60s and the 70s was the Playtex 18-hour bra. That's the only thing that comes
right.
to my memory. Was there anything else around back in, you know, the early days?
Well, actually, for me, and I was like came up in the 70s as well. When that happened, like there were those training bras, right, that
yeah.
we had. And then I went quickly to a double D, and at that time there were only European brands. And I lived in Canada, so at the time they had to be imported. So they were almost, if I remember correctly, they were $60. So if you think
wow.
back, $60 for a bra then is probably equivalent to a $200 bra today.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely, definitely.
And it was impossible. I mean, my mom was a I was very lucky. My mom's a seamstress. She had to fix a lot of my clothing, but there were so many things that I couldn't wear. But at the same time, we grew up in the scrunchie and the big sweatshirt era. I hid behind my sweatshirt. And Lori, like what you said, when you don't feel good about what you're wearing, especially underneath, if it's not holding you up properly, women with big breasts usually have bad backs because they're always hunching, you know, and that's really bad. And again, most of the time, because most of them are forcing themselves into something that's probably not fitting them properly, they really need good back support. Now, what I make goes from 30C to 38H. Which actually, in the industry, if you think of big bras, is not that big. They are much bigger. But for me to make the next size takes a long time. There's a lot of structure, and it took me 15 prototypes just to get my first boost wear out.
Oh, is that right?
Because it's just, and you'll see it tomorrow night. I hope you get to try it on, and I hope some other ladies get to try it on. But you'll meet my customers as well. Who are so happy with it because I addressed everything that was bothering me. You know, I don't know about you, but do you have some side boob spillage that really bothers you?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
No, we're both not big.
No.
And also girlfriends. Girlfriends will have the side boob.
Yeah.
The side spillage is, like, horrible. And there's always one that's bigger than the other. And let's face it, that time of month. And sometimes even if I have a glass of wine. The night before, morning, I'm just a little plumper. It goes right there. You know, I always say it's like a man's dream, but for some women, it's our nightmare. It's just something that it's constantly carrying this weight in front of you.
You know, it's funny that I always go back to, it's just our fixation with looking a certain way. And again, back in the day, it was the perfect cup, I think, and correct me, Sandra, if I'm wrong, was 34C. That was the ideal. That 34C was really what you wanted to be. But I remember I knew this woman, and I was in my early 20s, and I'm not, without exaggeration, she was built like a tortoise. I mean, she was about 70 pounds overweight.
Mm-hmm.
And literally hunched over and had, I would say 20 of it was even on her shoulders. I mean, she was that heavy.
Yeah.
Her argument was, I don't want to lose a lot of weight because I don't want to lose my chest.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought to myself, I mean, we are so fixated on the being well endowed that even if we'll forsake our health.
Never had that issue.
Well, I'm just saying.
Wow.
But, you know, it's a shame that is what, you know.
Yeah.
No.
Well, what? I think it's also the look. I'm sorry. It's also the look of it. I don't know if that's what she was. Maybe she was addressing because she's coming from a different era. But you know, it deflates when you lose a lot of weight.
Yeah, of course.
You lose the fullness.
Right.
So you have the gravity, and then gravity starts pulling
gravity,
even more so.
Yeah.
So that's another issue. Which again, organically, even my customers. That's why I feel like a lot of menopausal women are gravitating, no pun intended, are gravitating towards it because they're losing gravity. You know, my motto is if your boobs don't only look good on the moon, then you need my boobs wear.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the reality. That's where we're at, ladies.
But you know something? Now, what you made a point before about there'll be plenty of champagne and some wine tomorrow night, because I would imagine it is an uncomfortable. I mean, Ali and I are always comfortable any place we go, but a lot of women might be a little put off, a little embarrassed, a little. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's the ones with the really, bigger.
But you know, because
bigger boobs.
Well, yeah. So this has got to be
because it's uncomfortable for them personally. It's going to be uncomfortable to share that, you know.
But think about this:
public.
You're literally changing lives. You're changing the way somebody feels about themselves, and that's a wonderful gift.
Yeah.
You know, it is. I think we underestimate fashion and how it could change someone's mood, it can change someone's day. We're also having a stylist that's going to be present. Her name is Michelle Mandelstein, and she's going to be giving styling tips on what to wear underneath which garments. Because that's another thing, you know, it's what will enhance you the best with that undergarment? What will look best for your body type? And that helps as well. And I think women, you know, my motto, I don't, my tagline is supporting women who need support. And it's really so much bigger. It's so much bigger than just boob support, right? It's just being, you know, accepting of other women. You know, we're not, we don't, nobody chooses to be, you know, a 38 triple G. That's how they're born. You know, that's their body. No, not everybody has the luxury of getting a breast reduction.
Right.
And to be honest, even if they do get a breast reduction from a 38 triple D, where do you think they're going from there?
Yeah, exactly.
They're maybe going to a 36 D.
Yeah.
I mean, you're
not
getting
they're
that much
bigger.
Yeah.
Exactly. So there's this misnomer that, oh, we'll get a breast reduction, everything's going to be great.
No.
But, you know, if you have a lot to work with, there's just so much they can do. And let me tell you, I almost did it when I was younger. And but I had a good plastic surgeon who told me, listen, you're going to have kids one day if you plan to have kids, or, you know, and then you're going to get older and then, you know, see how, you know, they're going to go up, they're going to go down, you know, why don't you wait? And I'm glad I did, because it's honestly, it's a bear of a surgery. It's a very, very massive, painful surgery. So it's not something to go in lightly. And, you know, for people that I do know that have done it, it's really because they were just, you know, they couldn't even hold themselves up anymore because everything
suffering.
Was digging in.
Yeah,
it's really suffering.
That's a lot to carry around all day.
Well,
you know,
when you think about it, it's quality of life.
Right.
I mean, if you have the kyphosis and scoliosis because of this,
that's horrible.
You know, that's
horrible.
It's changing your life as you know it.
Yeah.
You know, so that's
it's creating a disease.
Yeah.
No, definitely, and it just and plays with your head. You know, it just makes you so self-conscious. But you know, on the other end of the spectrum, there are girls who also have a problem when they're too small.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Rigby Impeller also, ladies, for you ladies
Perfect.
Who are smaller, you can still come to the event. You know, and you can get a beautiful bra fitted just for you as well, because they have the opposite problem. So, you know, obviously everything is relative. You know, we always say the grass is greener. I always say is there, as long as there's a solution, then it's great. As long as there's something that fits you, that you feel good in. I mean, for me, my boobswear was more sleepwear because, you know, when I woke up, I didn't like the way I looked when I woke up. And that, you know, that was just me. And it's funny because I always tell people, this is not five. I mean, especially for men, I've had men, you know, buy it as well. I said, listen, it's not 5-minute lingerie, just so you know, which we all know has a place in the bedroom.
Absolutely.
For that.
God bless you.
But this is something that you're buying for your wife, right, that she wants to wear, not what you want to see her in.
Just take a look. And don't give
it
as her birthday gift.
Yeah, but it's actually very pretty. And ironically, I've had a few men that have thanked me, you know, in private message because their wife felt good about themselves.
Oh, nice.
And that to me means everything, you know. I mean, really, I made it, you know, thinking that it was, you know, it's like anything in life, and you ladies do this wonderful podcast and you're just being you, and everybody loves that because you're so authentic. You
right.
came out to do
genuine,
what you
genuine.
Wanted to do. Yeah. And I think that's what resonates in anything we do right now when we start something that resonates, that has our own personal story. We do something that we feel will make us feel better, and hopefully, you know, other people will catch on. And I think, you know, women, there is a big market out there. I've gotten so many wonderful testimonials, and it keeps me going. It's not easy. You know, we all know starting something new is not easy. But the ladies really keep me going.
Yeah, and that's all you need. You know, it's like
that's what makes all this worth it.
When you're a teacher and you have, you know, it's a graduating class and blah, 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 and you give your heart and soul, and that one student comes back and says, you really made a difference.
Right.
I couldn't have done this if it weren't for you. That's why, that's it. That's enough. That's the pump that you need.
Yep.
Right. Definitely. When I got a call from you, you pumped me up.
Oh, sweet. Well, you know what? What show has become my favorite show, and I'm going, so don't give me a look, Lee, because I'm going someplace with this. If you've ever seen that show Botched, it's about plastic surgery.
Yes.
Yes.
It is just enormously fascinating if you have the stomach for it, but most of the botched up surgery is breast implants.
Yes.
And it's
That's scary shit to me.
Oh, my God. And it's it just really is. And I'm thinking to myself, I mean, the enormous trauma that you're encouraging in this very delicate area. And, you know, and that's I think, what I wanted to ask you.
I was going to ask her, too, does she fit women with implants?
Yeah.
Actually, again, I've had a few emails from women who have had implants because, you know, what goes up also must come down. They will come down eventually.
Depends how old they are.
Yeah.
But they will eventually.
Well, it depends. Yeah. That's true. And some of them put very heavy ones in, which I still don't get. So they do still need to wear a bra. But one of the nicest emails I got was from someone who had reconstruction surgery and just brought me to tears.
Yeah.
And I didn't know this because I have from a few friends that I've had that had reconstruction, that what they say is more painful than the actual chemo.
Yeah.
And, you know, they are stretching their skin and they have to put the implant in and then the scarring. And apparently when they have the scarring, they have to wear something soft because everything bothers them and they need some support while they're sleeping. And I've just gotten the nicest, sweetest. I mean, one woman says, like, why aren't you out there, you know, promoting it to us? It's, I guess I need to do a little more market research because I need to, you know, try it on a few other women as well. For this woman, she had a double mastectomy and then she had reconstruction and she just loved it. So, yeah, I mean, the short answer is it is for anyone who really needs support, but it's also, and not to be, not to just completely go off in something vain, but really like just when you walk out of your room and you have guests and you're wearing, you just want to be in your nightie. You don't want to have to put on a bra. You don't want to have to put on a robe. Again, what's out there, and I've done a lot of market research, are just literally two seams sewn together. I mean, it's funny what the industry thinks a shelf bra is because I really have to laugh. It's nothing. It's just another fabric. It's just another layer of fabric. And that does nothing if you have, you know, if you're losing gravity, if you're fuller. I mean, the women definitely get it. Women who have the issue get it, but I've had women who are smaller who get it as well. You know, they're on vacation with their family. They're at a reunion. They want to, you know, everybody's in these cute, like, little H&M outfits and things that you can get at Target. They can't go shopping at Target. They're not going to find something that's going to fit them, you know.
Well, I think people just, you know, naturally will acquiesce to just, well, it's okay. It's, you know, and that's it. And you know what? And it will be okay, but there is going to be a very big difference in how your clothes fit and how you have marks in areas and cuts because you're wearing an ill-fitting bra. And that's really it. And the thing is, you can go and get old. You can go into a store and get cheaper, but you will see it. You will feel the cheap.
Of course.
It's just always the way.
You will. No, definitely. And for all those women who are coming, if you know, hopefully we'll see you tomorrow night, I always suggest people, and even if it's not tomorrow night, wherever you go, when you go to get fitted for a bra, you should always bring a T-shirt or your favorite dress or something that you want that bra to look good under. Because every bra will have a different pattern. They'll look different under that outfit. So sometimes it's actually good to bring your outfit
with
you. So that you could see where it's cutting, are the strap, you know, are the straps showing, and don't be afraid of your tailor. You know, again, there's everybody. Many women have one breast that's bigger than the other, and there are tailors, and I'm sure Rigby Impeller has one as well that'll fix that. Mm. You know, they have to take it in on one side. For the younger girl who's very overdeveloped, and that's really. That's how, in my mind, it was really for to begin with, because when a girl is overdeveloped, you know, I mean, I don't know about this generation, but I remember when I was younger, I didn't want that attention. You know, that's not
this
what
this generation does.
Yeah.
And they flaunt it.
I don't know if it's separate or different. I just don't know if that's, look, again, I'm not here to judge anybody, and I'm not I don't want to make anyone feel uncomfortable about themselves. You know,
it's
whatever makes them feel good. But, you know, young girls, when they're overdeveloped at 12 or 13, they're just not ready to handle it.
Yeah,
you know, they need to find something that fits them. So, you know, again, when the band, so they're very small in their band, and that's another problem for them. They won't find something. Usually band size starts at 32. It's very hard to find band sizes at 28 and 30. But Rigby Impeller, they could, you know, they could fix that for you. They can make it smaller. You know, many of the broad, like, I don't know whether it's I guess Playtex is still around, right?
I don't know. You know, I was going to ask you that.
Yes, they are.
I haven't seen them.
They are, right?
Really?
Yeah, I've seen them. But, you know, they're a very small chain now.
But
they
don't
advertise. Actually sell in Target, and they sell in Marshalls, all those places.
But I tell you the truth. I can't remember a time where I saw a commercial or any type of print advertisement for them.
Well, they don't. They're. I told you, on the low end now.
I guess, yeah.
On the low end. Maybe that's what it is.
So those,
I don't know if they're more constricting, but they're not making it for the small bands. You know, Victoria's Secret is for the masses. That's what they want to make. And I've spoken to a lot of even people who have worked for Victoria's Secret, and it's exactly, you know, what I guess, that the people at the top are men. It's the men making this these decisions. It's what they want to see women in.
Right.
It is not what we want to be in.
Well, look
at
their advertisement.
Well, of course.
Right.
That's the way they do
it. Not exactly. And my new ad campaign is really with bigger women and older women. I mean, we're real women. It's just, this is who we are. And someone needs to speak to us, you know. And again, with regards to bras, that's why I really think it's important to go into a store and get fitted. I don't know if it's a generational thing, but I can't buy a bra online. It's not something that I can buy.
Oh, I don't know how you can. I don't know how people do
but you know, some people, again, you know, it's okay. You're not paying brick and mortar overhead, so you're getting a discount afforded to you. But I don't, you know, you'll buy clothes online quicker than I will. I just don't.
Not bras.
Yeah, but I just
the only thing I buy online is tops. I never buy pants. I never buy any of that.
Take a chance. I like the touch and feel and look, you know.
Yeah.
No, definitely. And here's one tip for you ladies, for all the listeners out there. If you're buying bras on sale, even at a good bra shop, don't.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They are stretched out. They're stretched out. That means they've been tried on. They're sample sales. It's a sample sale. You can't go to a sample sale, a bra sample sale. It's, you know, at a store where people have tried on those bras and stretched, because bras will stretch out even after taking good care of them. And I hope, you know, everyone is not putting their bra in the washing machine, because that's not where it belongs.
No.
But even with, you know, tender, loving care, they stretch. So always try, you know, usually when you're getting fitted for a bra, again, for me, you know, Rigby Impeller, I always know it's a brand new bra. You know, for them, they have stretched out bras that they put aside, and, you know, they're not going to sell it to you. So it's important that, you know, for a sale item, you know, and we always go back to this, it's about, you know, investment. Is it really worth it? I mean, for me personally, I don't even buy anything on sale, because let's face it, half the stuff I buy on sale, I wouldn't even buy if it was full price.
Bingo.
I'm just buying
it
because it's on sale.
Because.
You know? Right. And it's summer season. It's time to get your new strapless. It's time to get your new, you know, thin strap, spaghetti, you know, that goes under that spaghetti strap dress.
Racer back.
Racer back. And even fun colors. Just, you know, especially if your bra strap's going to show anyway, which with me, you know, I can't wear anything backless. It's not happening.
Really?
I have to wear a bra with a backless dress for me. It's not going to hold me up. So at least find something that has a pretty back and pretty straps. So I have, like, some, you know, bras where I'll wear with a tank top, but my straps are really pretty. So at least, I feel like, okay, I'm going out and it doesn't really look like, you know, a standard bra strap. Again, this is generational, because in our time, straps were such a taboo.
Yeah.
Everything has changed. Everything has come from,
against the law.
I know, right? Do you remember? Or even your bra showing under your if it was a little see-through, you know. But I guess anything goes. But, again, it's what you're comfortable with, what you're comfortable with.
You know, I was telling Lee off the air before, there was no need for a bra for me until I was like 14, 15. I mean, I was always the one, a skinny little kid, always the one. All my friends would go away, you know, summer vacation, didn't see them till they were back in school, and I came back with a little added bonus for and it was never me. You know, you don't think about it. But when I did eventually go up, like, I think I was up to a D cup, let me tell you something. The shirts on my blouses all were on vacation because all the top buttons were off. That was
it. Oh, no.
And my
no.
poor mother, rest her soul, what I put her through for 3 years. But that's you know.
You missed it. You missed all those opportunities.
Well, that's the sort of making up for lost time. But, yeah.
That
is so funny. It really is about just and you know what? You could be any size and be a beautiful woman, and keep that in mind. You don't have to be judged by a certain cup size, either big. It doesn't matter. It's who you are as a human being. That makes
right.
you beautiful on the outside. Okay, now when we come to Rigby and Pella tomorrow night at 1051 3rd Avenue between East 62nd and East 63rd Streets, tell me what's going to happen when we walk in. What are we going to expect?
Well, you're going to meet the wonderful staff that's going to start fitting women as soon as they come in. So we'll have a sign-up sheet, and
mm-hmm.
women can come in. As they come in, they'll start getting fitted. They have a beautiful fitting room in the back, and as the women, the saleswomen are helping those women get fitted, we're actually going to have Michelle, the stylist, that's going to be talking to people about trends this summer and what to wear. But as an added bonus, she's bringing Campbell and Kate. And Campbell and Kate, there's absolute... it's going to make perfect sense why she's going to be there. Her name is Darlene. She created a line of Oxford shirts, white, crisp shirts for busty women.
Ah.
Because like you said, which button would always pop?
Absolutely.
Right?
Well, you just didn't button
it's
it, yeah.
Right, the center button would always pop. So either you would need magic tape or like crazy glue so that it wouldn't like pop and pull. And she's created a line... so similar to what I created is for women who are fuller on top but trimmer on the bottom.
Right.
So it's a really nice silhouette. So she's going to be using those shirts and showing women under different bras and what it looks like. And then she's going to be also bringing accessories. But also, Deborah Pagano, she has a line called Queen Bitter.
Hmm.
Isn't that cool? I love that name.
Cool.
what is
it?
Queen
Quite.
Bitter is a jewelry line that she creates, that she designs and created herself. And she's going to mix and match a lot of those pieces. So basically, it'll be fun. Like whatever women are wearing, she'll be on the spot giving them styling tips. And of course, we'll have drinks as we go along.
Yeah,
and at the
nice.
Same time, I'm debuting my two boost wear styles.
Very nice. It's like all different stations.
So
you get
that.
Fitted.
Yeah.
You get, you know, styled up. That sounds like a ball. A ball girl.
Yeah, we'll be supportive for all the women. You know, they're closing the store for us, so it's just us gals.
Okay.
And if they want, they can walk around, and we can, you know, tell them how pretty they look in it. We can give them advice if they want our advice. You know, sometimes all you need is another woman to give you a little nudge, you know, just to come out and see how they look in it. And of course, you know, us women, we always buy when there are other women. We just like to cheer each other on. But no, it's going to be a fun event, and there's no pressure to buy or not buy. But most importantly, if you do buy, the store has graciously offered to give 10% of the proceeds to Uncommon Threads, which is a store in Boston by one of our blogger founders, and she founded this store. It's like Dress for Success. Do you guys remember that?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. So
very
she
nice.
Has a store in Boston that's the same, and she dresses women who have been, you know, unfortunately, you know, who have domestic violence or women that are going back into the workforce, and they really need a boost, and they need a new wardrobe. And it's like a store. They can go there, and they can shop, and they can buy things and really feel good about themselves. Like we said, you know, fashion can do for somebody.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, it's like shop for a cause. So it's like an all-feel-good kind of mushy, yummy feeling. And of course, we'll have you ladies there as well.
Absolutely.
So that'll be fun.
I'm looking forward to it. And you know, it's really nice because it's an evening out. It's a different kind of evening out. I think it's an investment in yourself, which is always a bonus. And it's camaraderie. It's solidarity.
It's
socializing. You know what I'm saying?
It's everything.
It's just really
nice.
It's like a chick flick.
It's almost like women empowering women, one little under
but
one roof. You
but
know?
It is. I love it.
It's beautiful.
Oh, you're so great, guys. Well, we look forward to having you there. We look forward to meeting
Absolutely.
New friends, meeting
Absolutely.
All the women there.
That's what it's about.
And again, supporting women who need support. You know, we just all have to go out there and keep doing that.
Yeah, and support each other.
And, you know, this is the part of the show where we ask our guests to go plug themselves. So if there's anything...
you think I didn't plug myself enough?
I'm just putting it out there. But if there's anything that you think that we didn't cover, if there's something, a point that you wanted to make, a shout-out you wanted to give, you have the platform now.
Well, a really shout-out just to all the women who, you know, who were that young girl that didn't find anything that fit them. And as they got older, you know, keep feeling like they're struggling and no one's talking to them. You're not invisible. Aww. We're here. We're here.
That's
right. We hear you. I'm going to be a little selfish, but Boostwear for me is really a passion. It's something that I felt was needed for all of us. And it really is. It goes from 30C to 38H. It's for a whole range of women. But most importantly, it's really there to make you feel good about yourself. But also, this evening was just about helping other women with other issues in their life that has nothing to do with me. And that's really the point, right? Sometimes
always,
we have to get,
always.
You know, we have to get out of ourselves and help other women just for the sake of helping them.
And amen. And I just came up with a good tag for you. Changing lives one cup at a time. What do you think of that? Sometimes my head just keeps going.
It's
going to
keep going. I have a feeling you're going to email me like 10 more after the show.
Yeah, I am. You know what's going to happen. So just put it on vibrate or put the ringer off. You could be getting it all night. That's it. But Sandra Smith, thank you so much. And you're doing a wonderful thing. And our friends at Rigby and Pella, we're going to be seeing you tomorrow night. And all the ladies out there that don't think that this has your reflection on it, that you don't see yourself involved in something like this, you do. You can. Come down. It'll be a nice night. What's the worst that's going to happen? That's it.
It's true.
From 6 to 9 tomorrow night.
Yes, and for those that even can't make it tonight, Rigby and Bella are extending their $20 promotion off their first bra anytime you want to go in. So feel free.
Oh, perfect.
That is. That's you can't.
Perfect,
This is a no-lose situation.
I love discounts.
I love it, absolutely.
Yeah,
thank
definitely.
You so much, my darling, for being a wonderful
Thank you,
guest.
Ladies.
Thank you.
And we'll see you tomorrow
pleasure,
night.
Sandra
Smith.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
How did you like that changing lives one cup at a time?
I loved it.
Were you jealous secretly that you didn't come
jealous.
Up with this? I'm just saying. Cause
I never come up with anything, so why would I be jealous?
I just wanted to create a little peer pressure effect here.
No,
okay.
It's me.
Didn't work.
But
that's going to be, you know, it's funny. I mean, we kept it to be to be a lighter topic. But I remember when my mother always told me the story. And my mother was a beautiful woman. And she wasn't, I think she was like a 34B, so she really wasn't big. But apparently when she was bigger compared to her sisters. She was taller.
Really?
Yes. Oh, yeah. My aunt's much shorter than her. And she always said that she developed very, very early on, and she was very big. And she used to actually just, but like, tape them back.
Aww.
Because she was that.
Embarrassed.
You know, yeah, she felt unattractive. She thought that, you know, she was mostly boys in the family, so I guess maybe she was afraid her brothers would make fun of her or something. But yeah, that's
sad.
It's a sad story.
Now
but
they love it. Now everybody, you know,
but it's
the in thing now.
And again, she was a true B cup. She was always very slim, very tall, not an ounce of fat on the woman. She wasn't big, but, you know,
felt big.
And then again, that was the, my God, it had to be the 40s.
Wow.
The 40s for my mother. My mother was born in 25.
Wow.
So it had to be the late 30s, 40s. Yeah. But yeah, but it was just mind blowing when she said that the average cup is a double D. You know, that to me, I just.
You know, now that she says it, I remember somebody was telling me they went bra shopping and they went they got measured. Mm-hmm. And it turned out, I mean, she looked like she had like us.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a double D. They said that she was a double D.
Unless, you know, the only thing that makes sense in my head is the way there. We did a show on it, and I can't remember what the term was that they're doing to the sizes. They're making the sizes different, and also
must be making them smaller.
Right, but they were doing that with pants. What was it? Complimentary, something to make the consumer feel better. They're making the sizes smaller. It's something. We did a show on this, and now I can't remember the exact term of it.
I don't even remember.
It's like you're not really a size 2, you're a size 5, but they...
Oh, you mean the in-between complementary sizes.
Right. But there's another term that they were doing this
mm-hmm.
for just a broad statement in the industry. So that's why I was wondering, is it possible that, you know, the true breast size is a double D, or is it that the
I don't know. I don't know. You know... It could be like the good bras run
mm-hmm.
differently than the cheap bras, you know? And maybe the cheap bras won't go up until WD or triple D or stuff like that because they're cheap. They're just material.
Well, again, the cup size as we know it, and I'm always thinking about George Costanza's father when George wanted to be a bra salesman.
Right.
He said, you know, do you know about the cup sizes and all? You got your A. You got your C. You got your D. But that's it. But that was, you know... you don't really, you know, go much beyond that.
So that's why I guess it's different because you really like, you know, measure to the T.
Yeah. It's more.
And that's
like
why double D could be different.
Yeah. Well, it goes up to F.
It goes up to I don't even know.
About it. I think that she said double F.
Really?
I think she said double F.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's, you know.
Like I was telling you, one of my clients was an E.
Mm. You know, that's...
She had to go to... And I was wondering if it was this place, because she had to go in the city to a special place.
Well, supposedly this is the...
then maybe it is.
This is the only game in town as far as that sort of thing, you know.
So it could be.
Yeah.
It could be.
But it's going
to
be...
She said she used to spend like $300 on a bra.
Wow.
One bra, $300. That's a lot.
And, you know, the truth is...
Because you can't get her size.
But, okay, now think about the slant... And think about the person that certainly, you know, would love to look better and feel better, and they just can't afford that. And let's be serious. I mean, I'm sure your client was able to do it without pulling a kid out of college.
I didn't want to,
But it just, again, $300, that's a good amount. And not the average person is not going to think, and mostly women who put themselves last on the list are not going to think they're worth it.
Right.
So that's also the sidebar to all of this. But
that's
our show. It's been great. It was a fun show. And we once again shout out Rigby and Pella. 1051 3rd Avenue between 62nd and 63rd Street.
Woo-hoo.
That's Midtown Manhattan. Tomorrow night, place to be, Bra Crawl. And it's just going to be the nicest group of people. I think it's going to be a very, very nice feel. And it's, you know what? It's a chick flick in a bra store. How about that? Why not?
It's a lot of
fun. I mean, and there's going to be drinks. You'll meet some nice people. And worst comes to worst is you leave. That's it. But just try. 6 to 9 tomorrow night. I want to thank...
Yes.
The lovely Elite Diegelman. Yeah. Riding shotgun.
Woohoo!
As always, and making it a bouncy show. Oh, that was fun. Make it a bouncy show. I got in under the wire with that. Get it? Baby, two. I got
two.
In under the wire with
that. Got it. Okay, let's end this
thing. Lori Towers, a lot of pressure. And thank you to everybody listening at home. And we hope that you go out. Make it a wonderful day. Do something good for yourself, for the people that are around you, and for Mother Earth. And we will see you back here next week, same time. Make it a good one. Nina, take us home.
Woohoo!
Bye-bye.
One, two.